This week in New Orleans, a 30-year-old classical pianist beat out more than 800 competitors to win this year's National Scrabble Championship. Trey Wright won the final round, but not before creating a furor by using a word that is on the official list of banned words. Stefan Fatsis is the author of the book Word Freak, about his adventures in Scrabble competition. Stefan also writes a column about sports for the Wall Street Journal and is a commentator for an NPR show we like to call Weekday Edition. Stefan, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, Scott.
You were covering the tournament for ESPN. And I understand it, because there's going to be TV coverage, that's why there was a list of banned words.
Yes. The organizers of the event and ESPN got together, and they rightly decided that there are certain words that they didn't want to show up on a Scrabble board on TV. So what they did was go back to a list of words that was excised from the Scrabble dictionary about 10 years ago. And one of the words that Trey Wright very instinctively played was on that list.
What's the word?
The word is les, L-E-Z. It's a shortened form for lesbian, and it's only in the Scrabble dictionary because other dictionaries have decided that it's a word.
How did it happen that he was permitted to use it then?
He wasn't. It ended up coming off the board per the rules that were established for the finals for the tournament, and only for the finals.
What do you know about Trey Wright?
Trey Wright's a fascinating guy. Young, which many Scrabble players are not. He's been playing the game since he was about 17. Classically trained pianist, as you mentioned. He's competed in the Van Cliburn competition. He makes his living playing piano. And he's one of the handful of players who know pretty much all of the 120,000 plus 2 through 9 letter words that are acceptable in competitive Scrabble.
What's the longest or most valuable word that you learned at the Scrabble Championships?
The most valuable word that was played was worth over 200 points. Trey played a bunch of fabulous words, and I happened to write down a few. He played the word austenite, A-U-S-T-E-N-I-T-E, through two separated letters on the board, and that's a solid solution of carbon or other substance in one of the forms of iron. He played
not a resident of the capital of Texas.
No, exactly. He played the word telluric, T-E-L-L-U-R-I-C. Any guesses?
Telluric's a resident of Telluride.
It means pertaining to the earth. He played Domesday, D-O-M-E-S-D-A-Y, which is another spelling of Doomsday.
Yeah.
And he won the tournament on the very last play of the winning game by playing the word Teopans, which is a plural of a word meaning an Aztec temple.
Mm. An impressive young man, then.
He is.
Stefan, thanks very much.
Hey, thanks, Scott.
Stefan Fatsis, author of Word Freak, Heartbreak, Triumph, Genius, and Obsession in the World of Competitive Scrabble Players.